Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, where I can tell you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're the opportunity, so am I, and so it is. So welcome. We are a community of folks who believe in this idea of oneness, and this idea that there is one power moving through all things, and that includes each of us. And because there's only one power, then we are some part of it, and we express life as part of it. So everything we're doing, whoever we are, however we self-identify, is all a wonderful and an exciting part of this spirit, this life, this one thing that's showing up. So I invite you to understand that and welcome that and celebrate whatever version of this one power you see showing up, or this one life in each other, in ourselves, and in one another. We honor and celebrate you here. We are so glad you're with us, and so glad that you're finding a greater joy in life from coming from within you, rather than regardless of what's happening around you. So I invite you to keep opening yourself to that. So we believe a lot of different things. And one of the things that we believe very deeply, as I said, is this idea of oneness. But there are some other things to add to that. And we're going to hear a little more from our practitioners and board members and others as we listen to this video. I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. That's a smaller part of a much larger document that talks about all of our beliefs. It was formulated very quickly just before Dr. Ernest Holmes started to speak on a radio show, where he would be asked, well, what do you believe? And he pulled these things together, and they've been edited very little since then. So it's kind of a wonderful, spontaneous piece. Another part of our organization and part of our centers are practitioners. We have a whole process of licensing practitioners, so that when we give you their names, we know that these are very competent folks. We know that these are folks who can help you walk through and expand in whatever area of life you're looking to do. They are well-trained in the ideas of this teaching. They've demonstrated that they use them for themselves and others. And as they continue to demonstrate that, then we give them a license. We license them from our national organization, Centers for Spiritual Living. And today we are honored and excited to have with us one of our practitioners who has been around a while. Her name is Barbara Guillory. Come right in. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Reverend Bob. I have been around a while. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. You all look so wonderful. And of course, hello out there to Cyberland as well. We're glad everyone is present. I'm excited to have this opportunity to speak with you this morning as it relates to prosperity. As you know, the center has always done the concept of prosperity in October every year. And it's one of my favorite times, not just because of the weather, the fall, it's always pleasant. I mean, this is the best time of the year. Spring is good, but you do have that pollen. But during this time of the year, it's so enjoyable. And you can just feel the Christmas crispness in the ear. But prosperity. Again, I'm glad that the center is focusing on this because we've learned what we give our attention to is what grows. That is how we magnify any experience that we may be having. So as we continue to focus on whatever it may be, if it's illness, we magnify the illness. If it's health, we magnify the health. If it's sadness, we magnify the sadness. If it's joy, we magnify the joy. So it's going to be the choice that we make in how we experience whatever that may be for us. Most of you know that I was raised a Catholic, went to Catholic school, and of course we had Mass every morning before going. So this was my early condition as it relates to God. At the Catholic teaching, there were rules, lots of rules, rules around the clothes you wear, the shoes you wear, the food you eat, relationships, who you were. And again, this was the defining way that I came to know who I was as an individual. But during that time, as I'm forming relationships, and I am what you call a relationship-oriented person versus a task-oriented person. So what that means is I form relationships with everything, with everybody. And of course, forming relationships with so many rules cannot be healthy. Forming relationship with clothes cannot be healthy. Forming relationship with food cannot be healthy. So you just do it. But coming here to this teaching, I started to get a different idea about myself, a different thought about myself, just creating a whole new experience for myself, if you would. That coming to the classes is where I learned my focus had been on lack. Therefore, I had been creating an experience of lack for myself. The rules were setting up restrictions. The rules were setting up limitations. The rules were setting up resentment. And of course, guys, you know, the rules just made me a victim. So I was glad to get into the teaching. I was glad to get into the classes. And of course, through the classes, I did learn that focusing on what was present created a whole different experience. Focusing on what was there versus what was absent created an experience of prosperity. So I learned to create for myself that experience of prosperity. And given my attention to prosperity, I can tell you firsthand, it was just absolutely, totally different than my giving energy to what I did not have. My giving energy to what was not there. My giving energy to lack. So that was good for me because, again, we're talking about energy. And that's who we are, guys. We're a ball of energy. So we're touching one another in space, in this room, in Cyberland, all over. There is a connection through the energy, through the oneness, through the spirit. So once we are able to accept the idea, let's say that when you go to the store, you grab a bag and you're putting apples into the bag. This is now you have a bag of apples. So for me, spirit puts prosperity into my consciousness. And now I have a consciousness of prosperity. So that is kind of how I look at that, kind of how I see that. And that's just been for me. And it works like if I'm looking to experience health, then spirit gives me a consciousness of health and I now experience health. Or if it's love, peace, spirit gives me a consciousness of love and peace, and I now experience love and peace. So the teaching has been wonderful for me in that way, and of course it allows me to have healthy relationships in my life. But I do want to just ask you a question. What are those rules that you're setting up for yourself around prosperity? What are those limitations you're setting up around prosperity? What are those restrictions? Where are those resistance that we've, again, set up unknowingly? And I can tell you, once you challenge your belief around prosperity, you can create a greater flow of prosperity into your experience. So what I want to do now is take us into a treatment around prosperity. And as we come together, centering ourselves around the oneness, the greatness, the infinite, the universe, the God, the goodness, the source, whatever you would want to call it, this is the awareness where all things are, where all things come from. There is nothing outside of what it is of itself, meaning that I am a full expression of this oneness, of this greatness, of this infinite, of this source. And as a full expression of the oneness of the source, I call into my existence, I call into my experience, the thought of prosperity, the idea of prosperity, the concept of prosperity, the experience of prosperity. And as I accept this experience of prosperity, I can share with all that I come in contact with all that I speak to, this experience of prosperity. It is this knowledge of knowing my relationship to the wholeness, my relationship to the oneness, my relationship to the source, my relationship to the infinite that gives me the peace, that gives me the joy, that gives me the experience of prosperity here and now. And for this knowledge, I am grateful. And so it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. That was wonderful. I so appreciate it. What you reminded me of, as we talk about this whole thing of prosperity and our limiting beliefs that perhaps are affecting that, it reminded me of a story or a phrase or an idea that I first heard. I think it's in some of Ernest Holmes' work, it's in some other places too, that so often we as participants in life are standing under this great waterfall of prosperity, that there's so much abundance all around us. It's in the air we breathe, it's in our bodies, it's in all of the things that happen here. And we are standing under that waterfall quite often with a little teacup, saying, how much do we want? I think I can have this little teacup full. Now, when I first heard that, I thought, standing under a waterfall with a teacup. I've been to Niagara Falls. Imagine standing under my Niagara Falls with a teacup and trying to catch some water. Actually, you just stand back and the mist will all fill up your cup. But the idea here is there is so much flow that we are just missing so much of it so often. Now, when I first heard this, I felt guilty Oh, I felt guilty. Oh, I'm the teacup guy. I don't have much. I don't think much. All I'm doing is being poor. Then I realized that's silly. It's silly to feel guilty about something and to look at what's wrong with me. Instead, what that is intended to do is to wake us up to give us some ideas that there is so much more than we've yet imagined or yet embodied or yet embraced, that we don't need to feel bad about it. We need to look at how do we do it differently? How do we make ourselves, allow ourselves to open up more to maybe a bigger than teacup? How about a bucket? How about more than that? Yeah, one of my favorite Science of Mind mentors, he's no longer on the planet with us, is J. Scott Neal. J. Scott was one of these folks that just, his laughter was contagious. It was amazing. He laughed at his jokes far more than anybody else did, but it was, you couldn't help but get kind of caught up in it because it was fun. And he said this, he said, Science of Mind is about building bigger buckets. Such a J. Scott kind of thing to say. He had a lot of these wonderful little quirky quotes. Because that's what we're in the business of doing, building bigger buckets. And it's about building them the only place where we can, and that's in consciousness. In other words, getting from that teacup size to a bigger bucket, to expanding things into a greater way of knowing and a greater way of experiencing life. I mean, think about what the things that block this flow that we talk about and this teacup. What's in your teacup? What could be in your bucket? You know, we all have a lot of rules, and thank you for that, Barbara, because a lot of our rules about in our heads about God, about the infinite, and about what it is and how it works, it only rewards certain people with certain kinds of things. It doesn't reward bad people, except it sometimes looks like it does. Well, the truth is, it doesn't reward or take away from anyone, because it's a limiting belief to think in terms of rewards and blessings or rewards and prizes. Instead, it's about it's about recognizing that there's this flow for everyone. And the flow is not based on something out there making decisions. It's based on something in me welcoming the prosperity that's already here. One of the big blocks to our prosperity that keeps our cups and our buckets smaller is our belief in deserving. Have we worked hard enough? Are we doing the right things to deserve it? I said this to one of my own personal support groups this week, something about, or last week, that, you know, I've been around the planet a few times, so I'm starting to look at that whole business of, so what kind of income can I expect now? And I've said, you know, I've done so much for so long and so in giving to so many people, I deserve, I know that value is enough to for the universe to give back to me. And they said, what? You don't have to do anything to deserve it. You just breathe. And open your mind to the idea that there is flow and you can participate in it. And it's not about having to do something to get God to give it to you or this. And I thought all that nonsense was cleared out of my head, but obviously it wasn't. And you know what's happened since then? I've had one new source of income that popped in and I never imagined. And it just out of the blue, someone sent me money and said, I'm going to do this on a monthly basis. And I went, oh, thank you. Wow, I deserve that. I wasn't even about deserving it. I'm just getting to participate in it. And then today we got here and there was a mess and we didn't have to clean it up because we all pushed it all back in the kitchen. And we're getting a freebie here in our rent for next month as a token gratuity for the trouble we had today because the place wasn't what it ought to be. More prosperity. We didn't do anything to make that happen. It just came our way. We've got to get over this idea that somehow we have to earn it. Prosperity cannot be earned. Yeah, you need to work and you make your paycheck and all of that. But the real prosperity that flows to us comes to us because we are open to it and we recognize it and we believe in ourselves as prosperous beings. Sometimes we have folks who, I know for me, when I got to an income level where I knew my income was rising above what my parents ever imagined having for themselves or ever had for themselves, there was a bump. There was a barrier there in my mind about making more and being more and rising above. I could hear one of my uncles saying, just don't you get too uppity now. I'm like, yeah, you don't want to be too uppity. You don't want to grow too much beyond the family's expectations. And that can be one of those limits that holds your bucket small or keeps you with a little teacup without even knowing that's going on. The reason I'm talking about these things is not because I'm trying to make anybody feel bad, but I want you to recognize some of the things that you may not even be aware of that are blocking the flow, because today it's all about flow. Yeah. Sometimes we find ourselves wanting to fit in so badly that we are limiting our idea of being uppity or getting into a wider, bigger expression. Yeah, don't want to get too big for your britches, right? You can tell we're in the South, right? Wherever you're listening from, these are Southern expressions. If you don't understand them, text me or email me. I'll explain them to you. Another thing that gets in our way sometimes is for many people who grow up in poverty, there is a tendency then to spend it when you get it and don't save any. Because if you don't spend it, you might lose it. That was in my consciousness in my earlier years. Better spend it quick when you get it, because if you hold on to it, somebody will take it away from you. You know, the tax company or the government or who knows what that would show up. Or I can't spend it because I need to hold on to it, the money part of it, so that if I spend it and don't hold on to it, I won't have anything and I have to keep this. And I know many people who are quite wealthy who live as if they are in poverty because they're so afraid of letting go of even a little bit of that, because they don't realize it's a flow, it's a circulation. Abundance and prosperity is flowing through us and around us and to us. So all these are kind of limiting ideas, but what are the unlimiting ideas? First of all, it's the recognition of who you are and where you are and what an amazing, powerful abundance you have and you live in. Ernest Holmes talks about that in a quote where he talks about embodiment. Yeah. Here and now, we are surrounded by and immersed in an infinite good. How much of this is ours? And how much may we have to use? As much as we can embody. Period. As much as we can embody. So what is this embodiment stuff? What do we talk about that? How do you embody something? Well, you work with the idea, you accept an idea, you change your belief. You know, that we're all about superpowers now. Every movie you see, not every movie, but many of the movies, and what's your superpower? We ask that at Teen Camp every year of all the teens, and everybody gets to claim their superpower, and they get in their physical stance for their superpower being, you know. And, you want to know my superpower stance? That's it. Because I know the real power is the power to use prayer or prayer or spiritual mind treatment to change my mind. My superpower, your superpower, is our ability to change our beliefs. If there's a belief that you know is limiting you, there is a way to change that and to open up your belief system. You know, no matter how much it goes around in your head. And the the really powerful method for changing your belief system is a spiritual mind treatment. You start with this grand idea of what's real and true. God is all there is, this life, this energy, whatever you call it, that is in the very fiber of our being, that is what we're created out of. When you think about that and live with that and walk with that and spend time with that, then the limiting ideas can begin to drift away. When you recognize that this one thing is all that you are, so if the infinite has certain characteristics and qualities, then you must have them too. And abundance and prosperity is one of them. Just look around. You know, try to count the grains of sand. Try to count the leaves that are falling out there. Try to just keep up with them on your lawn or walkway. And you know abundance is there. And that isn't out there. That's in here. You have an abundance of thoughts. You know, and most of our thoughts are not even conscious. There's only a tiny part of our minds that is working from a conscious level. The rest of it is running our bodies and taking care of reading the signs around us and giving us all kinds of signals and doing things to work for us. There's been a lot of focus lately on the law of attraction. And nothing wrong with the law of attraction. It works. There are people who use it quite well. But I would like to offer an idea that it perhaps is beyond the law of attraction. And that's the law of radiation. That rather than attracting things to you as if it's out there, you don't have it and you need to get it, we need to expand our minds, our consciousness, by embodying in what our belief systems are, embodying the greater, and then radiating that out into the world, out to the life, out to the universe. And as Barbara so well said, what does it say? It says yes. What we radiate, what we focus on, what we put our minds and intentions and come to believe in is what will go forward and go forth in such a powerful and beautiful way. And it may look like we're attracting something from the outside, but we're really not. We're really just radiating it from within ourselves. So that whole embodiment piece is about believing it, finding a way to believe it. And if you feel stuck, you work with a practitioner. You work with a prayer group or a treatment group or a mastermind group. You get with people who can help you begin to see what are the pieces that are blocking that you're not even aware of, perhaps. I'm sorry, I'm trying to decide where to go next because I got about 400 ideas in my mind. So that the only work here for us to do in this teaching and in for ourselves in expanding our experience of prosperity. The prosperity is all around you. It's within you. The abundance is all around you and within you. But what our work is to clear the circuits, to open ourselves up so that we can begin to experience more of the prosperity in our individual lives. There was an old cooking show, and I think it's still around, where I think Chan was the cook, and his slogan was, if Chan can cook, so can you. And there is a clarity in the universe that if you and I are all part of the same wonderful power, then if anyone can do it, so can you. If anyone can be wealthy or in abundance or opulence, so can you. And we are so programmed not to believe that. Embodying that idea is what will transform. I have story after story after story about me, because I prefer talking about me, because I don't get people mad at me when I talk about you. But you know, where changing my mind and changing the way I'm thinking, like this last 2 weeks, where suddenly there's an opening in the flow of prosperity into my life and through my life and out to the world. So the real interesting, to me, one of the interesting quotes that I use a lot comes from Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says that, let's take our bloated nothingness out of the path of the divine circuits. In other words, our bloated nothingness, the nonsense in our lives, the things that we put up about ourselves that are just not true, when we think of ourselves from that higher place, that place of prosperity, that place of the truth of who we are as spiritual beings. And many people have heard this because I say it all the time and other people I know do. Get your blurted nothingness out of the way. Get your fears and your blacks. Here's the second part of that quote, though, that not too many of us have heard, perhaps. Let us unlearn our wisdom of the world. Unlearn our wisdom of the world. Now, the wisdom of the world is that wisdom. You know, think about the world that you live in. It isn't a world that talks much about one power, one unity, and it being love and joy and freedom and ease. What do you hear? What do you hear on TV all the time? What do you hear on YouTube? It ain't about that. It's about division and dividedness and two-ness and separateness. That's what we have to unlearn. We have to unlearn the idea that there is any way that you could be separate from prosperity, abundance, love, life, or any of those things. Now, you may have different experiences where you lose some of those things and that experience changes. That experience changes, but the form will come back because those are just outside forms. The inside, where we do that embodying, is very different and much bigger and much more about establishing those ideas and those truths within us. One of the most powerful tools for that is gratitude. Just gratitude, thinking about how grateful we are about all kinds of things that are in our lives. I'm grateful for my coffee maker. Can you imagine if we had to grind it ourselves? Well, we'd have to, do all this stuff to get it ready and then grind it and then boil it like the cowboys used to do or other people. I mean, simple coffee maker and the real cool ones with the little cups, you just pop it in and boom. When I'm running late, that's great because about a minute and a half later, I have a cup of coffee. Now, I use a longer process because I like to do that. But when I'm in a hurry, no. I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful that this comes from places all over the world and so many people go into allowing me to have that morning cup of coffee because it doesn't grow in my backyard. And it doesn't come to me because I go out and pick it. It comes to me because many people are involved in bringing that simple little cup of coffee. And think about how that's true across the board. We are so connected and interconnected with this life of spirit that's moving through all of our people. Remember, such is the nature of life. All it wants and all it asks is the opportunity to appear. All the folks on the planet, as well as the animals and every other part of our lives, are the opportunity for it to appear. And it appears and it serves us and we serve it. And my gratitude then feeds into and my willingness to pay for what I want. If you're feeling stuck in prosperity, go to a place that will stretch your idea of what you can do, what you can afford. Years and years ago, not long after I had taken my first prosperity class, and one of the things that Kennedy Schultz said to us is, if you're uncomfortable shopping in the most expensive store, at least go walk through there and pay attention to how it feels and get in touch with what's your belief underneath and behind that. And so we were over on the West Coast and at our Silmar conference, and a friend wanted to, he was a golfer, and he just wanted to go down to Pebble Beach. He had never been to Pebble Beach. And so we went, drove down to Pebble Beach during a free afternoon and went into the golf shop. And he looked around. We looked around. There was nothing in there any of us could afford or would even imagine buying. I wasn't a golfer, and I didn't care much about it. But I thought, there's that coffee shop that sits up high, and it looks over the whole that whole Pacific coast and the cliffs and all of that beautifulness. Let's go sit there for a little while and enjoy that abundance and prosperity and have a cup of coffee. And we did. And it was $17.95 for a cup of coffee. That was more than I spent on two meals usually at that time. It was a different economy, but it stretched me. And you know what? I didn't lose anything at all from spending that $17 on a cup of coffee. I even splurged and spent $10 on a little cookie. I mean, it was a big bill for me in those days. But it reminded me that it's just a matter of what you get comfortable with and then allow the flow through you and out so that you find the way. See, if you know your value and you know your value is an expression of the divine, you'll find ways to give that to the world that will give them the opportunity to give it back to you and to say thank you. Because that gratitude is flowing in both directions. It's outward and inward, and it's moving through us. So stretch yourself. And I'm not saying go out and go in debt to buy a cup of coffee, but I am saying stretch yourself a little bit and begin to feel and get comfortable with a bigger expression of prosperity. And that may not be a more opulent kind of thing for you. That might be more of a savings thing and using that money than to give and to be participate in a bigger idea than your own. You know, I do a lot of work with young adults and teenagers, and they're not paying me, believe me. And it's okay, because it's a part of my idea of my goodness and giving and loving and participating in abundance to be able to do that in a way that I can give my gifts freely and find the income for that from other places and other ways. So all of this is a rich and wonderful experience. I'd go back to our very idea from the beginning, and that is, let's build bigger buckets for ourselves individually so that we build a bigger bucket for this community and for those that we can give to and share the outcome of that bigger bucket. But I want you to go past buckets. We don't, you know, buckets fill up and they overflow. Let's try some hoses. Let's try, you know, hose pipes, they call them in other parts of the world. But not little teeny ones like garden hoses. How about big culverts? Where I grew up in Florida, without culverts, none of the roads would last more than a day or two because there's so much water flowing. But these big culverts that you can walk through and imagine that as the opening for flowing and receiving that waterfall when it comes barreling down into your life, as it is every second. Get excited about that. Imagine yourself as a culvert. Imagine your prosperity as a culvert, because if it's coming in, it's also going out. So the flow just continues on and on. You deserve to be a culvert. So maybe we'll change what we call ourselves around. We'll call ourselves culverts. You deserve to be a culvert because you're wonderful. So am I, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Speaking of flow and culverts, here comes our treasurer who's going to talk. He's our culvert, Vance, who's going to talk to you about prosperity for the center. Thank you.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Thank you.
And yeah, being in the flow, in this prosperity, knowing that it's in us is an awesome thing. We get that from classes and from being here and listening to these wonderful messages we get every Sunday. And that's a prosperous feeling. And I know it shows up in my life as well, and I hope it does in yours. I know it does for a lot of us, but it's that allowing ourselves to be in the flow. And with that, let's say our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance.
As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly.
And so it is. And you can click on the QR code, which was up there a minute ago. And or you can go to cslmidtown.org/donate, and that will take you right to the site where you can set up. You can do a one-time donation, or you can do recurring ongoing donations as you see fit. And I will turn it back over to Dr. Bob for some announcements.
Great. So the other way you can give is there's a basket at the back of the room. You drop it in there. You know what? We used to pass baskets. We stopped that during COVID because our insurance company said, don't do that. I don't know if we can, I don't think we can do it again yet. But when you pass that basket back there, put a blessing, a good idea, or a dollar or whatever into it to expand your giving. Because that is the other way to expand that receiving, is to increase our giving to things that matter to us, whether it's this center or a cause or a purpose of some sort. So take a moment and just put a good thought in there, and knowing that the universe says yes, and it will expand for you and to you. So we are finishing up a class right now, and are not finishing up, but it's going an ongoing right now. And then beginning later this month, perhaps early November, we will have a five-week class called the creative thought in the individual. If you want to create your life the way you want it to be and the way you want to grow and expand in things, that's a class that will help you learn the basics of creative expression, the basics of creating greater experiences for yourself. And it's a certificated class, which means you will get some credit for it from our national organization if you're interested in becoming a practitioner. This is a very important class to take in that respect. And we will follow that in January with a prosperity class that is an exciting one. I've not taught it before. It's from Mary Mannon Morsi. It's a wonderful combination of her teaching, my teaching, and some good combination stuff in between, exercises and such. The people I know who've done it have been thrilled with it. I'm thrilled with it and looking forward to us doing that in January. So that's on the agendas coming up. Right now, know with me that we have had a wonderful day today, and that we're leaving this place knowing something better than we knew before. And it's in our closing. It's in our closing affirmation. It is our closing affirmation. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me, and so it is. And I remind you, I have everything within me. It's not out there, it's in here. Have a great week. See you next week.